Hello, everyone. This is Charles Morgan. I'm with Word is Alive Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to us and praying for us. I ask that you continue to do that. This morning, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Looking at verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he's ending up his letter. Now, again, this was not written in chapter and verse. It was a letter, and it was written to them, and it was to be read to the church and let them know about godly living, about how they should act, how they should worship, how they should do all things. And so he says, in verse 4, he begins, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Now, rejoicing in the Lord always does not mean being happy all the time. It doesn't mean that everything makes you happy, that you're ecstatic about all things. It's rejoicing in the Lord, in Him and His providential taking care of us and the way He does things and the fact that He died on the cross for our sins and defeated death so that we could have eternal life. So we rejoice in the Lord, and it says always. It's not just some of the time, not just when we want to, always. Now, this has to be a developed thing. It's got to be something that we develop over time. I mean, it's not just going to come naturally. Believe me, it won't, but he didn't expect them to, but he wanted them to do this. So what do? We be conscious of it. We make ourselves conscious of it. We every day recite this verse to ourselves. I need to rejoice in the Lord always, 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 and keep on and keep on and keep on. And he even says it again and again, I say rejoice. I think this is something he absolutely wants us to get. I mean, he says, look, you need to know this. You need to understand this, that this is something that we should do. You know, I see so many people that were completely engulfed in the world, you know, and everything that happens with it. We're forgetting about rejoicing in the Lord. We just get into the negative rut of listening to the news and thinking about what's happening, and we don't concentrate on Him. If we're rejoicing, we're going to concentrate. We're going to put our thoughts in Him. We're going to put our mind upon Him. We need to get into His Word, listen to Him, have those conversations with Him, have our prayer time with Him so that we can converse with Him. Open this Word up that we have read. Read the whole book of Philippians. Go back and just read the whole book and see what all the context is and exactly what he was saying so that we can know all these things. We can rejoice in the fact that God's made promises, and every single promise has always been fulfilled. Every single promise about the Savior was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He's not going to stop fulfilling His promises. He's going to continue. He's made a promise to us that He's going to come again and get us. He's made a promise that these things are going to happen, that we are going to be with Him for an eternity if we'll accept the free gift of salvation, accept Him, make Him Lord of our lives, give it all over to Him. He's made those promises. Those promises are still valid today, just as they were when He made them. And these things continue on. Those are things that we can rejoice in. Can we look around and see some bad things? Yes, we can. Absolutely. Don't think that I'm telling you that there is not those things in our world. We can look at those and we can see that those things are collapsing. But what does that mean? We need to get busy. We need to tell more people about Jesus. There are more people out there that don't have a Lord that they can depend on in these times that are going so rough for everyone. When money's tight, when the world looks like it's in turmoil, where there's talk of war here and war there, you know, but we've been promised that it's all going to be okay, that in the end, Jesus is going to prevail. We've also been told that perilous times shall come in the last days for Christians. We're also been told that Peter said, don't think it strange that these things come against you. So we can look around at this time, and even in the bad times, we can rejoice. Rejoice that Jesus Christ is still here, God. He has still got it all. He's still in control. He knows exactly what's going on. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And that's good for us. that we should be that way, that we should know he is in control. Give it all over to him. Verse 5, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. If you're going to be that way, you're going to be moderate in those things. What does that mean? That you are politically moderate? No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you're going to moderate in that zone of rejoicing with the Lord and for him and with him and about him and everything that is contained in him. You're going to be moderate. Moderation is going to be your theme. And it says, be known unto all men. Let them know it. We're to go into all the world and tell them about Jesus Christ. And they're going to be looking at us. Once we tell them about Jesus Christ, they're going to be looking at us and they're going to want to know, is this real? Is this something that I can depend upon? Is this something that I can grasp on? We should let it be known, be vocal about, you know, that you've got a Lord. And that's why that things are going the way they are for you, because you know that you've got a Lord, that you can go through these tough times and be okay, that you have a great and mighty Lord that is your Savior, that has made you these promises, that you're not banking on these things of this world, that you're looking at things that are further away, that you're looking at eternity. This world does not contain the things that we value. Now, do we have to have some things? Absolutely. And God will city will supply those things. Even in this same chapter, he says this later on. But we've got to make it known. Let everyone know, this is why I stand where I stand. I stand with Jesus Christ. I rejoice in Jesus Christ. I rejoice because he is God. He's got it all. He made it all. Everything that is made by Jesus Christ. And so we can look at those things and know we've got it. And they need it. And we need to let it be known. So let it be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let it be known. Hey, we are looking for Jesus Christ. He's at hand. How soon is that? No idea. We can't give that date. We can't say, well, we know this, we know this. We can look at the signs. We've been told this. We can look and we say, yeah, we see things coming down. But look, other people saw those things in other events. Is this the right time? I don't know, but it sure feels like it. Everything's in place. It's just like quickly just falling into place. Sure looks this way to me. Is it? I don't know. Jesus knows, and he is at hand. Excuse me. And we've got to act like that. We've got to preach like that. We've got to tell people that we look for him at any time, and we're ready for him. Does that mean we sit back? Absolutely not. No, we continue on. We continue on. We continue on rejoicing. We continue on letting people know about it. Always telling your fellow people. Look, you've got people that you work with, that you go to school with, that you meet every day. Maybe you drink coffee with or whatever it is. You've got an opportunity to tell them about Jesus Christ. Let them know that you're rejoicing. Let them know that you're not caring about these things, that you're aware of them, but you don't put your stock in everything in this world. And they will be amazed at this. And hopefully they'll want to know, why is that? So you can tell them, this is why. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. And I put my faith in him. He says that be careful for nothing, but put everything on him because he cares for you. That's what the Bible tells us. What does that mean? Not to worry about it, not to be burdened down by it. Let people know the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Look, be careful for nothing. What is it? Don't worry. But in everything, look, those words mean something. If we're careful for nothing, that means we're not going to worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. So what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be praying to God, talking to him, taking it all to him, letting him know. That means the smallest of stuff, the very small things that we look at and we go, well, why would God care about that? Because he cares about us. Let it all be taken to him, everything by prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving. Now, that's not the holiday. That's a small T there, that we give thanks for everything. We take it all to God and we go, God, we know that you are the provider of everything. We go to him and we say, Lord, my house is because of you. My job is because of you. My family is because of you. You are the provider of all things. And if you take it away, then that's okay. You know, Job looked at it. Man, I look at it and I just wonder how in the world Job kept his faith the way he did. But he had some problems too. And that's okay. We can ask God, Lord, what is it? What is it? He wants us to come to him. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to ask a question so that he can give us the answer. His disciples were all the time asking questions. Sometimes they would say, we don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes that they would just, you know, Lord, we don't get it. And he would explain things. Some of the parables were to explain things to people so that they could grasp it, so that they could understand what he was talking about. We're not to be caring about all these things. We're not to be worrying about them. We're to be taking everything by prayer and supplication. We're to be taken and let our requests be made known unto God. Take it to him. You say, Lord, this is it. I come to you knowing that this trouble is my life, that these things are going on. Maybe it's someone, maybe it's something, maybe it's an event, maybe it's past, whatever it is. Take it to him with prayer, taking that humble approach to God and going to him and go, Lord, I want to bring this to you because you've told me that I can. You told me that you will accept it. You told me that I should bring it and give it to you to let it be known to you. That's what he wants us to do. We're rejoicing in him. We're letting other people make known about this, but we're taking everything to him. The small things, the big things, the little things that people will say, well, you know, God's not worried about that. God is worried about it. Take it all to him. With this, we've been given promises. If God said he wanted it, that's exactly what he wants. How long has it been since you just had a great conversation with God? I mean, some alone time with God where you just sat down, you talked to him, and you laid it all out and said, Lord, you know, I'm feeling this way. I'm down. Maybe because you've been feeling that way, you haven't taken it to God. And that's exactly what you need to do. See, so many times people, when they get into a fix, they get into a problem, the thing that they do is they try to fix it themselves. They end up getting away from the one that they should be getting close to. They get away from God and all his promises, and they try to take it upon themselves. Or maybe they try to go find somebody else, and they'll just get further and further away from God because they get more and more buried up in what they've been doing. I've seen it so many times, and you know, it's like, well, I've had this problem. I've had this going on. And well, this is the time that you need to bring it to God. This is the time that you need to get close. This is the time that you need to come to him and say, Lord, I can't do it. Lord, there's too much. Lord, it feels like it's heaped upon me. Lord, I see all this happening and I need help. That's the time to bring it to him. When those things, all of it, it just starts piling up, he's the only one that can bring us out of it. He said, let it be known unto God. What's he going to do with it? You take it to God. So you got all these things. You take it to God. You say, okay, here, Lord, you said to bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you. You know, if we've got stuff, a lot of times we've got too much stuff, and our world is blessed in that, in our nation, the world around us. I know the entire world is not blessed by that, but in our nation and the world that exists around us, we've got so much. We got places that we take stuff to. You ever thought about what they do with it? Sometimes you can look at it. You can see that there's going to be an end result when we do these kind of things. When we take it to God, there's got to be an end result. He's not just going to say, okay, just give it to me and I'll just package it up and give it right back to you. Verse 7, it tells us what he's going to do. It said, and the peace of God. Now, this peace is not the peace that we look at in our world. I remember in the 70s, you know, people were going around with the peace sign and, you know, everything was peace, peace, you know, and we're not going to have any more wars. And that didn't last very long. It never does. The peace that mankind has doesn't last very long. We are war people. We get these things and our nations war against one another. People war against one another. Individuals war against one another. Peace of mankind, people, doesn't last very long. No matter how many times we talk about it and we even say, okay, well, this one will say they want peace, but then they get mad at somebody else and they want to hurt them because they don't believe the way they do. We see that so much in our world today. There is very little peace in our world today. In fact, there's a lot of stuff that's somersaulting and going crazy and the emotions run wild. Things that are happening, the peace is not there. We look at this, we say, where is the peace? It's only in God. God has the peace that we need. You know, it's us that do these things, that create these things, that go against one another. We search for peace. We want some peace and quiet every once in a while in our lives. We say that and we say, well, I need this. I need a little peace in my life and I just need some calm and we search for that. And there's people that are out there saying, well, I can help you get it. And they'll tell you different ways. And most of them are wanting some money, but they've got some way, some gimmick. I mean, you can find somebody, if you just sit like this and breathe this way, if you just eat this diet, if you just go here, if you'll take a vacation here, everything will be peaceful, all of these things. And they make huge promises. And they may last for small minutes, but they really don't last very long. You go on a vacation, you come back, the stuff is still there. You try these breathing exercises, you get up, your life is still there. Everything that everyone in this world has that they claim that gives you peace, that they will bring to you and tell you about and help you out with, it's all short-lived. The only thing that is lasting is the peace of God. God gives that peace. God has that peace. And it says the peace of God. And then it says, which passeth all understanding. Now that's something to me. I read that and I always think about that. What understanding? Whose understanding? Our understanding. The peace of God goes beyond mankind's understanding. There's no way that we can grasp it. You know, so many want to. They want to be able to quantify something. They want to be able to grasp it. They want to be able to name it and look at it and hold it and say, okay, well, I've got this much and it'll last for so long. It goes beyond our understanding. How God can give us peace goes way beyond anything that we can grasp in our minds. Our minds aren't capable of it. I know that. I know my mind is not capable of it. I'm amazed by the peace of God. I'm amazed by that. He said, which passeth all understanding. So if one goes, oh yeah, I got it. Well, it says it goes beyond everybody's understanding. That ALL, that means all. It means everyone. It goes beyond that understanding of which we can have the knowledge of. So many people are wanting to access God by knowledge. And the Bible talks about that. People trying to do that and you can't do that. You've got to open yourself up. You've got to open your mind, your body, your soul up to God. You can't just think your way through it. So many of us want to do that. And that's natural for us to do that. We want to understand things. We want to learn about things. A friend and I were talking about learning different things and how now you can get on YouTube and you can find all kinds of things. Doesn't matter what it is, you can look it up and most of the time you can find how to fix something, how to do something, and people are putting it out there of what they learned, how they learned how to do it, what they were doing and what the symptoms of their machine were or whatever it is they're fixing or how to build stuff. I've looked up things on repairing things and found out that it's fairly simple and it was fairly inexpensive versus taking it to someone that told me they couldn't fix it anyway. And so we've got that knowledge there and we've got the internet and all these things that we can reach out and we can get and instantaneously almost, you know, and get that knowledge. I mean, we, we sit there and if we look at somebody in a movie and we say, well, what else were they in? We don't have to think about it. We don't have to wonder about it. We just look it up and, oh, they were in this movie, this movie, this movie. We've got all that at our fingertips. And by doing that, so much of the world is trying to do that with God. Well, let me just look him up. Just let me look a little bit up. Let me see about it. We can't do that. The peace is beyond that understanding. You can't just look it up. And it said, shall keep your hearts. Keep your hearts. So all these things, we rejoice always. We rejoice in the Lord. It doesn't say we rejoice in our own circumstances. We don't rejoice in our own world. Rejoice in the Lord. We let that be known to everyone. We want everyone to know about it. We want to take it to them. We want to let them know and show them we're rejoicing. You know, does that mean we're smiling all the time? No, it just means we're depending upon the Lord. We put our faith in him. We put our trust in him. We're rejoicing in him, not ourselves, not what we can do, but what he can do, what he has done, what he always will do, the promises he's made. We let that be known to everyone. And then we don't concern ourselves by worrying about it. We don't fret over it. My grandma Morgan used to say that word, fret. And I found it in the Bible, you know, in Psalms 37. It says, fret not. Not to be worried about it, not be losing sleep over it, not to be contemplating it that our minds are caught up in it where we don't rejoice in the Lord. He said, don't do this. Don't be caught up in that. Take it all in prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, knowing that God is provider of all. Let your requests be made known unto God. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds. Your hearts, your soul, everything about you, your being, and your minds. It, that peace will bring it to you. And I will tell you that I lost my dad back in May, and it was a tough thing. And there were like three nights I couldn't sleep because I wasn't paying attention to this verse. I was bringing it all, and now everything was in my mind. And I finally had to just sit down and say, Lord, I'm just carrying this. I'm trying to do this myself and I need to give it all over to you. I need that peace for my heart and for my mind that you have promised. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and then I laid back down and I continued to pray and God brought me that peace and I was able to sleep, but only through him. But see, I got caught up in it. I got caught up in my grief and in the thoughts of my own mind and everything about it. And I was not taking it to him. But once I did, he kept his promise. He gave me that peace that goes beyond my understanding. I still don't get it. I don't get it, but he does. I don't have to get it. I just have to accept it. I just have to go to him and go, Lord, you did it for me. And I thank you so much for that. Says it will keep your hearts and your minds. And these last three words is the key to it all. It says through Christ Jesus. You see, Christ is not his last name. It's not his first name. Jesus is his name. That's his given name. But he is the Christ. He is the Redeemer. He is God. He's our kinsman Redeemer. He's our friend. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He is our God. It's all through him. Everything that I've been talking about, the rejoicing, the letting it be known to all men, the not worrying but praying to him, it's all through Christ Jesus. Look, it's not through anything that we've got. It's not through this magic thing we've got. It's not through church membership. It's not through going and doing things for other people. It's through Christ Jesus. The reason that we do all things that we do is because of Christ Jesus, because he is God. He brought himself down to be with us, to walk with us, to talk with us, to be us, to know and to be known. And he gave it all for us. He died on the cross. He defeated death for us. He went before the Father with the sacrifice for us. All for us because he loved us so much. And he's going to come back for us. He's preparing a home. He told him in John 14:6, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be. That's an amazing thing, and we need to have that. It's all through him. I want to ask you this morning, have you given it all to Jesus Christ? Have you given everything to him? Have you gone to him and said, Lord, I am not doing so good. I need to bring it to you. Have you gone to him and said, Lord, I know that all are sinners. They've all fallen short of your glory. And I'm one of those. I know that those wages of that sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Lord, I want to come to you. I want to accept that promise. Because you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I love that in Romans. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. See, it's all through Christ Jesus. This whole Bible is about him. Yes, there's peace, but there's only peace through Christ Jesus. There's only peace after accepting his free gift. There's only peace through him after giving your life to him. After accepting the sacrifice and saying, Lord, I will follow you all the rest of my life and through eternity. That's the only time you get that peace. You can't just go, Lord, I don't really want to follow you, but I want your peace. I want to have that peace in my life. You can't get that unless you accept him. It says that if you'll confess the Lord Jesus, that's what the Bible says, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's salvation. That's what salvation is, saved from eternity of punishment away from God. Not meant for us. Meant for Satan and his angels. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to have this, and he wants us to rejoice, and he wants us to be not worrying and all these things. He wants us to have peace, but you can never have any of the things that I was talking about until you have him. As long as you're living your own life, as long as you're trying to do it on your own, you will never have the promise of the peace. He said he can provide all these things. Verse 19, he said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All our needs. Those are promises. All these are promises. Now, I've told you that I've kind of gotten away from them before and tried to, you know, just forgetting about it and get caught up in my own life. But then when I bring it back to him, he says, I'm still here. I was just waiting for you. I was waiting for you to bring it to me. I was waiting for you to finally get to that point where you realize that you were trying to carry it on your own. Because when I do that, I don't really realize it. I just start doing it, and I'm just not taking it to him, not taking the little things to him, and I let all those things build up and get bigger and bigger, and pretty soon, it's a huge burden. And then I have to say, Lord, I got to bring it to you because I'm not rejoicing. I'm not rejoicing in you. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. I'm not letting that be known to people because, in fact, I'm letting them know that it's burdening me down and killing me here. I need to bring it back to you. Lord, I want to be able to rejoice. I want to be able to let everybody know that. I'm bringing it to you with thanksgiving because I know that all things are through you. Everything is through Christ Jesus. Everything. If you've not given your heart to Jesus Christ, I would ask you to do that today. Say, Lord, I want to have this peace. I want to have these things that he's been talking about. Maybe you are a child of God and you've got a bucket full right now, and every little drop is overflowing it. You need to take it to Jesus Christ. You need to say, Lord, here it is. You've made these promises. I bring it to you. I'm going to lay it at your feet. You take care of it and give me that peace. I need that peace right now. You can have that today. As a child of God, you can have that. Just as a lost person, you can have salvation. It starts with giving your life over to Jesus Christ, and then after that, it's all about going to him. It's about these conversations and about keeping that relationship going. You can have it today if you'll just ask for it. And that's a great and amazing thing. It's not about me. It's not about a particular church building. It's not about a particular preacher. It's about Jesus Christ. And it's all through him. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That's an amazing thing. And I bank on it. And I hope that you have that. And if you don't, please accept Jesus Christ today. And then drop us a line. You can look us up on our website, wordislive.org, or just make a comment here and tell, you know, I accepted Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. And then find you a great Bible-believing church and become a part of it. My name is Charles Morgan. I want to thank you for allowing me to be with you today.